A man is sentenced to life in prison for murder. A voter ID bill passes through the Senate, and a Senator Mark Warner will speak at the Virginia Tech Spring Commencement. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather in today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM Blacksburg. I'm Lauren Hickman. Jeff Easley pleaded no contest for the murder of Tina Smith in a Roanoke court today. He now faces life in prison without parole. In December of 2010, police found Easley's ex-girlfriend, Tina Smith, dead with a rag in her mouth and a cord around her neck. There was a baseball bat in the pool and a knife with Easley's fingerprints on it. Smith's 12-year-old daughter and Easley were nowhere to be found. A week later, Easley and the daughter were found camping in a San Francisco park. Easley told San Franciscan investigator that Smith had come at him with a knife and he'd gone too far. The daughter supported this claim at first, but changed her story the next day. Easley and the 12-year-old girl had sexual relations at least twice while on the run. Roanoke County Commonwealth's attorney, Randy Leach, said that the girl knew something bad was going to happen, but didn't expect Easley to actually kill her mother. The defense agreed to the plea deal to drop the abduction charges and avoid sending Easley to death row. A voter ID bill passed through the state Senate after a tiebreaker cast by Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. If the bill also passes through the House of Delegates, it will be up to Governor Bob McDonnell to sign the bill into a law. If the bill is instated, voters will be required to show identification before voting. If they do not have the proper documentation, they can cast a provisional ballot that will only count if they return with the required ID. Virginia Tech announced today that Senator Mark Warner will give the keynote address to 5,000 Virginia Tech graduates at the spring commencement ceremony this May. The ceremony is May 11th at noon in Lane Stadium. In traffic news, construction crews are working at the intersection of Gables Shopping Center and South Main Street through March 13th. Work crews are improving the sidewalks and reworking entrances from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Expect some lane closures. And now with all your Hokie sports news, here's Nick D'Alfonso.
Thanks, Lauren. The Virginia Tech baseball team is currently playing High Point University down in High Point, North Carolina. At last update, the Hokies were losing 1-2 at the end of the third inning. After today, the baseball team will travel to Yale for a three-game series starting on Saturday. The series with the Bulldogs will be the last before the Hokies open up their in-conference schedule against the Virginia Cavaliers next Friday. The lacrosse team will square off against James Madison tomorrow afternoon in Harrisonburg at 4 p.m. The Hokies are coming off of a 6-9 loss at the hands of William & Mary this past Saturday. That's all for this WUVT Sports Update. I'm Nick D'Alfonso. Now over to Nick Gilmore with the weather.
Thanks, Nick. Mostly sunny skies allow for well above normal temperatures again today, as temperatures made it into the lower 60s for the second afternoon in a row. Clouds begin to increase tonight as a warm front approaches the New River Valley from the southwest. Expect a low of 42 degrees tonight with light showers developing before sunrise. Rain continues tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Currently, the Storm Prediction Center has the entire WUVT listing area in an area with a slight risk of severe weather tomorrow. Fast-moving thunderstorms capable of producing lightning, damaging winds, and flash flooding are possible. Highs will reach 62 degrees. The rain tapers off tomorrow night as we can drop to a low of 45 degrees. Clearing begins early Thursday morning. Look forward to mostly sunny skies and a high around 53 degrees. Clear skies continue Thursday night with a low of 34. Rain returns to the forecast Friday afternoon and Saturday with temperatures in the 50s both days. Be careful on the roads if you're traveling out of town this week. This is Nick Gilmore in the WUVT Weather Center. Back to you, Lauren.
Thanks, Nick. Right now, it's sunny in the New River Valley. It's 66 in Roanoke, 66 near Dublin and Pulaski, 66 in Marion, 66 near Bluefield, and it is 64 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Lauren Hickman.
The subject is...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
The subject is jazz.
At this time, we'd like to play a number that's...
engaging original part of the standard jazz repertoire.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the subject is jazz, and here I am, Nathan Brown, your DJ, as usual. And now I know the weather is nice outside, and I know spring is starting to bloom. But I know some of us out there are still feeling blue, And this show goes out to you because I know exactly how you feel. So if you want to depress the entire NRV population and you have a request of any form or fashion, call me up at 540-231-9888. That number again for those feeling blue, 540-231-WUVT.
Thank you.
Are you interested in bringing clean energy to the NRV? VT Greenpeace is hosting a symposium, Green Speaks, on March 17th from 11 to 3 p.m. in Torgerson 1090. Topics include mountaintop removal, consequences of fossil fuels, clean energy solutions, and green jobs. That last track and the first track to start off our, well, pick-me-up of the day was Goodbye Pork Pie Hat by Charles Mingus off the seminal album Mingus. What we got coming up next is Sonny Rollins' tribute to 9/11, a track off that album called Why Was I Born?
Bye.
Are you interested in bringing clean energy to the NRV? VT Greenpeace is hosting a symposium, Green Speaks, on March 17th from 11 to 3 p.m. in Torgerson 1090. Topics include mountaintop removal, consequences of fossil fuels, clean energy solutions, and green jobs.
Thank you.
It is almost 6 o'clock, and you are listening to WUVT-FM 90.7, Blacksburg. This hour of programming is brought to you by Gillies. Located at 153 College Avenue in Blacksburg, Gillies offers vegetarian cuisine and seafood entrees, as well as daily specials for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Gillies features live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Sister Store Bullo's is located right around the corner at 206 Draper Road, 540-961-2703 or www.